Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to talk about the need for actors to be a little more diligent about working on their acting. I'm afraid it's becoming a lost art. I'll explain. You know, before I get started today, I want to remind people that I will be in Jacksonville, Florida this coming weekend, Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th, doing a two-day seminar. We're avoiding Sunday because it's Father's Day for all them fathers out there. If you'd like to get involved, you can email me at jeff@reallifeactor.com. I will be going to the UK and Paris in July for those of you that would like to study with me. And I've just announced that I will definitely be in Australia for the month of November, and I'll be doing some training in Sydney, Melbourne, and Adelaide, and hoping to add the Gold Coast this time. So you can go to my website or send me an email, and you can get all the information on all of these things. Okay. I don't think actors work hard enough on their acting. It's primarily more now about, you know, self-promotion, you know, creating projects, doing things. A lot of really great stuff. Not for a second would I suggest that these things aren't important. It's just an observation I've made, you know, as I've seen how the industry has changed from when I started in my first job being 1979 and now. And, of course, the big difference is social media. And because of the way things can be promoted, you could be in the middle of nowhere and become a YouTube sensation, a star. I mean, keep in mind, in the 70s, when I told, when I said I want to be an actor, that was like saying I'm going to fly to the moon. I'm going to flap my arms and I'm going to fly to the moon. Because I was in Virginia. I was in Northern Virginia at the time. It wasn't like I was in L.A., well, now, you know, you can become these incredibly successful people on YouTube or any other platform that gives people the opportunity to make... I know this from these podcasts. So I get it. Absolutely. So, of course, not only would that lure people to look for that route, but, you know, I'd have to applaud them, of course, for you still have to make the videos and create the products and think of the things and, you know, stick to it and get it done and make your web series or have your YouTube channel. And you still have to write something and put it together and create something. And so, you know, good on you. Absolutely excellent. All I'm saying is people don't work as hard on their acting. You know, when I started and you got out of theater school, you went right into acting classes. It was kind of like you were training to be a dancer, you know. It was almost like a physical thing. It was like, you know, it was just an understanding that you were just going to continue to train. There was more of an old school, you know, if I'm going to think about it without getting melancholy, if I was going to think about it, I'd say that one of the differences, because I was in the industry back then and I'm in the industry now, so I can look at it from somebody who's in the industry perspective of dealing with other actors, being on sets, you know what the deal is. But in the old days, it was kind of old-fashioned, man. You worked on your ability, man. When you showed up, you just wanted to have chops. You just wanted to be able to, like, blow it down. And that's kind of, you know, aside from thinking about, you know, giving an award speech, that was kind of the dream. You assumed everything else would take care of itself as a result of your ability to act so well and to be like a known gunslinger of acting. You know, you would have this reputation of being someone who hit it hard, worked on it, and was like a really skilled athlete. You know, someone who took it really seriously and they worked out like a great gymnast. Now it's different. It's different. Now it's way more about certainly celebrity and followers and Instagram this and Twitter that and, you know, all of that stuff that, you know, I'm definitely involved in because I need be, of course, but I'm just making the observation because I think that we need to get a little more old-fashioned, and I think actors need to really focus. I make this observation because I notice that actors are, first of all, way more impatient and way more in a hurry because they've seen how quickly things can happen. You know, in the old days, it was like you hunkered down, you just started doing it, then you knew you were going to do the rounds, and you're going to start to try and get an agent, and you're going to start getting small jobs. And well, we know now you can just leapfrog everything and jump ahead. So, you know, everyone's kind of looking down the field a little bit. They're not really paying attention necessarily to what's happening here. And so you want to get in situations where you can just get with the excellent agent, go out for the excellent things, and, you know, get your Twitter stuff up and get all that stuff going. And become a celebrity as you're becoming a working actor almost. In a best case scenario, that would be the deal. But actors don't work on their acting enough. There are some that do. Oh, definitely. And I'm saying by and large because, you know, obviously I teach. So, you know, to be in my class, you have to be one of these aforementioned actors. Obviously, they're there. They're showing up. I mean, I'm not criticizing at all the people that I work with. And you don't remain in the class if you can't work hard. And to me, working hard, as you all have heard through these podcasts, you know, you work on your scene, you get it ready. The short answer would be the same way you'd prepare if you were going to show up on a set to shoot something. You'd have your lines down, you'd have gone through it, you'd have figured things out, you knew what you were going to bring into the room, you know, you're ready to go, you think you got your bases covered, you know, you're ready to rehearse. You know enough to do that. The same respect that you would give a working gig, or certainly an audition that you, you know, were taking very seriously, as prepared as you would get for that, that's how I want people to prepare for my class. The problem is, of course, because I don't do the silly insanity of, you know, the actors getting together and working on it and, you know, figuring it out with all their props and blocking, you know, something you never do in the world ever. Why would you ever practice that bullshit? So you see here, once again, is where the real life actor approach is always bringing you closer to a way that is like working professional. And that is, it's then left up to you. You don't have someone that's going to come over four times during the week or twice during that week and someone who's going to hold your feet to the fire because, you see, even if you hadn't looked at your script, well, you know at 6 o'clock George is going to show up and you're going to start running your lines and, you know, probably by the time you finish tonight's rehearsal, you're going to kind of have the lines down and then he'll show up again and then next week and then next week. So you could just be a complete, you know, screw-off who never really looked at anything but just because, you know, George is coming over and, you know, you guys have made this plan, then, you know, you're going to do your thing. Now let's take that out of the equation. You don't rehearse together. That doesn't mean you can't rehearse with, you know, someone, just not with George because George is in the scene with you. So obviously you want someone to come over to your house, rehearse with you, do whatever you want. Do the same thing you think you would do if you had a professional job. How would you get ready? What would you do? Do that. And then come to my class and let me see what that looks like. And then let me see what you do right out of the box. And let me see what you do the first time you say these lines. You see, that's what we need to work on. You have to hunker down and get the work done. You can't rely on George. Unless you have a friend named George who is willing to come over on, you know, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock and run lines with you. Good, then you've solved that issue. Maybe that's exactly what you do when you have a professional job. I hope so, because you know what? You got to show up and you got to be ready to go. I'll tell you something. If you want to get an edge, really, it's almost like kind of watching the market and then figuring out, you know, what to take advantage of. You know, what should you do? What's the trend? What could you do before everyone else does? Here's what it would be. Become an extreme professional. Be someone who always is prepared, always early, always ready to go, never has any excuses. To me, the new trend, what you could fill, is really being an actor who is always ready to go. Because my observation of being an acting coach my whole life is that there are definitely actors that show up and they always have their lines down and they've always thought it through. Definitely, I definitely have those people in my class, of course. But then you have people that don't quite work as hard. Hey, listen, I'm glad they're in the class. They show up. They know they can never be late because that never works. That doesn't work at all. But, you know, how, to what degree, how many hours did they put in? Well, you know, part of the class, I think, is kind of a, you know, a survival of the fittest kind of thing. You know, it's natural order. The actors that work the hardest, you know, they end up doing better. They get a momentum in their lives. People want to work with them. That makes them feel good because they're taken seriously. And then that plays in their life and their professional life. And I notice that those actors that are really kind of taking it seriously, you know, they seem to get the momentum. I heard an interesting story from an Australian actor that I met and spent a little bit of time with right after he did the film The Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. His name was Kick. It was one of those things where his little brother couldn't say his name, so it stuck. So his name was Kick. And he befriended Tom, and they hung out a bit. And he said that Tom, you know, giving him advice and seeing, he was very talented in the film. He did a great job. He's a wonderful actor. Was giving advice and said, look, don't waste your time partying. Don't waste your time. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, I came up with a bunch of young guys who went on to be stars, and everybody always wanted to party. Everyone, you know, took it seriously. I did this. You know, he was giving him this bit of advice. And I think, geez, no kidding. Look what this guy gets to do. I just saw another clip on him, how he, you know, is parachuting out of a plane at 25,000 feet and doing these halo jumps because, you know, he wants to be the guy that actually does it in the new Mission Impossible film, as he does every single stunt, everything. And yeah, that may seem excessive, but my goodness, he looks like he's having a blast. Forget the life, forget the fame, forget that, you know, he can do whatever he wants. That guy's living life full. And he is a perfect example of someone who really, no, listen, maybe excessively. I mean, you don't have to Tom Cruise it. You don't have to TC it. But man, there's just some beautiful respect in people that really take their work seriously. Fun loving, you know, lovely to be around, lovely professionals, but they don't mess about. I think actors need to work harder on their acting. It does something to you, you know. When you get in that habit that you're going to carve that time out, you're not that actor, then, oh, it's tonight I got to be in class. I'm going to look at my stuff, you know, drink coffee, look at it, cram, 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 right before class, in class, glancing down because you want to get it together, you know. Hey, man, I think it's fantastic when actors show up to class. I think it's fantastic they take it seriously enough that they would certainly want to cram and try and get it right. But there is a Zen beauty to actors who really kind of parse their time out and look at it and say, you know, this is it. This is my religion. This is what I do. And I'm not messing about, man. I am ready to do my thing. There's no excuses. And there's always excuses. There's always things. It was a busy week. There was this. There was that. You know, you can tell yourself, no, you know, I'm better when I do it at the last minute because then I don't overthink it. You can come up with all sorts of stuff. But at the end of the day, good, clean work on a script, really putting in the time, getting your lines down, you know, being able to answer any question that someone like me or someone else would ask you, ready to rehearse, you know, you've gotten enough sleep, you know, you haven't been drinking too much, you know, none of that stuff. It's an old school kind of way, man, that I just think is just in need of a revival, and it's just so damn sexy. It's just so beautiful, you know. It's just such a lovely way to be. And I don't mean in any kind of pretentious way. Not at all. You know, the people that are in my class that behave that way, there's really nothing to it. They're the most innocuous people. They just sit there. They're quiet. They're very attentive. I can tell when I'm speaking or if I'm explaining something or talking about another scene. I can feel their gaze. I know they're paying attention. I know they're there to learn, to take in everything they can. They've shown up at the gym. They've decided that in this gym, you know, in this dojo, I'm their sensei. They're paying me for that privilege. And while they're here, there's no mucking about, man. They're here and they're open. And if at a point I don't make sense, they don't improve, they don't like what I'm saying, they don't need to resist me and argue, you go to a different dojo. But if you're in this dojo, the idea for me, the perfect student, is just said, okay, I'm giving over to you. I've made a decision that I'm here to learn the way you do this particular martial art. I want, you know, your hand on this. Give me your particular philosophy. You know, when I had my own TV show, I had creative control, so the buck stopped with me. So naturally, all of the departments would ask me about some crazy prop or set piece that was coming up, about the color, how I saw it, anything. Of course, it would make perfect sense. I was the executive producer and star of this show that I created, co-created with someone. Of course, it would stop with me. But what I told them all the time, all of the departments, was, well, I hired you to come up with a really groovy idea. I can always mess it up. Before I infect that gene pool, why don't you show me what you got? Let me just be open to what it is you've got. Before I mess it up, why don't you show me what you have? Do whatever you want. Now, listen, at the end of the day, that works for everyone, right? Because normally no one talks to them that way. It's always, well, I want to make sure the thing is blue. You know, here's a picture of what I was thinking. And then basically, you know, I got to really be able to mine people for the best stuff they had. I'd give them no limit, kind of, you know. And that's been my philosophy with how I deal with people and how I think actors should deal with people when they go to train or when they're going to get some information or whatever it might be where, you know, I'm there for philosophy or training. If the idea is, okay, I'm paying you, so let me be as open as possible. This is how we are with directors as well, of course, right? In any kind of creative endeavor, really. I mean, look, you can always mess it up. But if the pretense is you're there to get some instruction or to follow some direction, then at this point, you know, my oath is, let me do whatever you say. Since I want to be able to say that I gave it my all and I did everything and I really went for this experience or, you know, listened to my director or tried to take in this training, you know, whatever it is, let me be as open as possible to that. When we're not, when students aren't, it's usually coming from a place of insecurity. And I understand that, of course, because, you know, you're in front of people and then, you know, the professor is saying, well, you know, let's try this. And you know, you're up there, it's you, you feel exposed maybe, you know. It wouldn't be uncommon for people not to want to be wrong or look like they did something wrong in front of people. And so, you know, you get this kind of resistance or long discussions or explanations as to why I did this and not that. And as I'm sitting there and as I'm getting older doing this, I think, you know, none of it matters. It doesn't matter what you're talking about right now. Just do what I said. Just do what I'm telling you. And the reason for that is, just like when the director says it, is, you see, there is kind of a, I don't know, man, it's like an Obi-Wan Kenobi confidence that actors exude when they understand that they don't need to justify why they're doing what they're doing. All we need to do is just get to yes. You know, we just need to figure out how we can craft this thing at high speed and get it done. So the resilient actor that is so grounded that they just look at you and they're just, all they're interested in is trying to do what you're asking them. authentically, beautifully, magnificently, like a magician? Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that'd be the greatest thing, right? Kidding? They'd write folk songs about you if you could be known as an actor who could do that. So why wouldn't you aspire to that? Actors quickly get that in my class, you know. There's not a lot of talking coming back from them unless I ask them a question and then I want them to give me the answer quickly. Again, you know, everything is kind of designed like, you know, working on a professional set because, of course, I've been a working professional my whole life. So, you know, naturally there's things of speed. I'll do most of the talking. You can do a little bit of the talking. Certainly if I ask you something and I want you to elaborate, yes, absolutely elaborate. But the deal is we're usually kind of working fast and I want you to think about things. I want to give you some ideas and, you know, we're trying to see kind of how easily, how simply, how effectively we can arrive at the thing that it's obvious when it occurs, it really works. And so there's always that kind of rehearsal, you know, that's what we call it. And so the actors that show up that really have it down, that know what they're doing, that they have all their lines down, it's not going to be about them kind of trying to figure out, you know, what they're doing. No, they've shown up to the set. They've said, you know what, I'm kind of pretending like I'm coming to shoot something, like I'm coming to work. I want that dry run. That's what I want to use class for. I want to do scenes maybe I would normally do, or maybe ones I'd normally do, and I want to get really good at this type of thing, whatever it is in my wheelhouse. Whatever your reasonings are, whatever why you would go to the gym, whatever combination of punches, you know, you were metaphorically going to want to work on, you're all in. And you're always a little early, and you're just ready to go. And you have the best attitude, and you pay attention. And you show up to this gymnasium, you know, this place, you know, of where we practice our religion, our thing. This is what we do, and we give it all. And then you become one of these actors, and you know that's what you do. You're one of these people that always does what they say they're going to do, and you're always ready to work. You're always suited, ready to play, and it's class, yes. And it seems effortless. It's like we don't even notice almost, but if we think back, it's like, wow, every time Tim is in class, he's got two scenes ready to go. He's humble and sweet and quiet. He's attentive. And then when he gets up, he attacks it. And he can generally answer any of the questions. He's obviously thought this stuff through. He's trying to get maximum effect out of these moments. And see, I think that bleeds into your professional life. And I think that's kind of why the actors that I work with, all of a sudden, you know, people start getting auditions. And then they all of a sudden, they start working. There's like this buzz. There's like this thing that occurs. You exude. You're not someone who's always, you know, a day late and a dollar short, who's always got six reasons why they couldn't quite get that through, this done and this and that done. And I think really, do you know how impossible it is that you will actually be a working actor and get a good agent and go out for good stuff? Forget being, you know, in like Marvel movies. I'm just talking about like, you know, to where you can actually say with a straight face, you're an actor. The chances of that are so slim. And the idea that you wouldn't take this mega seriously, you see, is something that I think people need to focus more on. I think there's a thing where people don't want to go to class because they think, well, look, if I get a gig or if I get a new agent or if I get a this or if I get a that, then yeah, definitely. Man, I'm going to hunker down. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to learn two other languages, six accents. You know, you have all these plans which you swear you will do if you get all those other things. That's fair. I think those other things may come to you faster if you actually hit it with a preemptive strike of doing all the work first. I mean, you know, if you want the edge, if you want to get a little edge and you want to really be the perfect student and of life, I think that you just go ahead and pony up by doing all those things that someone who is very serious in your profession actually does, and you do them first, and you stick to them, and you do them with humility, and you keep doing them, because you know that if you get some serious chops, and you really know what you're doing, and you become that kind of Zen master at this, where you really are focused on it, you give it time, you show up, you're always on time for things, you're always ready to go. This that you can actually control, you control. You're not just a talker, you're a doer. You're someone everyone counts on to be ready to roll when you show up. Yeah, I think working out on a continual basis, constantly working on your acting, investigating it, you know, working out like you're going to a gym, is a very important thing. Now, what are the exceptions? Well, if you're working all the time, I mean, obviously, if you're working all the time, there you go. You know, you're being paid to go to that gym and to work out. You have rehearsals all the time. You're working even if it's in, it doesn't matter, television, theater, film, whatever it is. You're going into that environment. You're interfacing with the director. You've got the pressures of things, and you're working on these things. You have to memorize your lines. Yeah, that's it. That's it. If you're an actor who is auditioning a lot and you're not actually getting to act as much, I don't think that counts, because that's almost a, well, it's a different kind of animal. You know, you're not really getting feedback. You're just kind of putting your thing together and going in there and showing it. You know, I mean, you may get feedback, you know, through your agent or whatever, from the casting director. But yeah, who knows what that's based on? And it's not always something constructive that you can, you know, take to the bank. No, I think that actors really need to hunker down and work more on their acting and pretend like they are a professional dancer. A professional dancer wouldn't be sitting around, you know, just waiting for their next gig. You'd be constantly fine-tuning your thing, yeah? That's what you're looking for. And I know now, as I say this, many of you are saying, yeah, but where do you find the right space? You've heard me talk about this. I mean, the worst thing you could do, that would be working in a you know, an acting workshop where it's all that nonsense where they're going to send you right up into your head and it's going to be perhaps even detrimental for you. I mean, those things I would advise against. The trick then is to find that environment where you could go out and have these kinds of teachings and rehearsals where, you know, you'd most benefit, because of course you've heard me say many times on these podcasts, if not almost every time, that you've got to get away from these classes that send you up into your head. That's not what I'm talking about. You want to go to a class that kind of replicates as closely as possible an actual working environment. That's what you want. You want to avoid the classes that have to do with silly exercises and mind-numbing nonsense of breaking everything down into beats and all that other stuff. Basically, you want to look for a class that kind of mirrors what it would be like to show up on a set and rehearse. You know, you'll know when you're in the proper place when no discussion of acting is had, really. It's like a professional situation where we're just talking about the scene and we're rehearsing the scene and we're doing everything we would do on a set and in rehearsals. So, in other words, in a professional situation, they don't expect you to have your scene worked out with someone and brought in. That would be against it, right? That's not what we do. We wouldn't ask you to bring your own props in. We wouldn't ask you to go through all this nonsense. That's not going to mirror a professional situation. If the director, the person in charge, the teacher starts asking you about your, you know, to write a backstory or to break your scene into beats or what action verb you're using, I can promise you they never do that on sets. That never, ever, ever, ever happens. We've got to get away from this nonsense. You want to go into an environment where we're basically working the scene, trying to get it to be authentic and entertaining, and without using a lot of acting terminology, because the fact is, on professional sets, they don't. So you got to stop with all the malarkey. You got to find the right environment. Now, I know some of you are thinking, I can't seem to find that environment. Okay. Well, I certainly know one place you can go and study where they do everything I just explained. and none of the other silliness. Thanks for listening. You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. Real Life Actor podcasts can now be found on Spotify, iTunes, and Podomatic. Please tell your friends. And if you're in the Los Angeles area and you'd like to audit one of my classes, send me an email at jeff@reallifeactor.com. Thanks for listening.